Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
I guess that's the other question. Why? This has been in existence since 2009. Why now? Why now are they going after Keefe D, who made these allegations to the officers all those years ago, to investigators, and then wrote a book, went on many, many shows talking about his own involvement in all of this? Why now? I mean, why are we doing all of this? I mean, this should have probably been done 25 years ago or even longer. This stuff is not necessarily new information that's come to light.
It's not, and I don't know the answer, but is one possible answer that there is all this sort of, you know, negative attention towards Diddy, and he's kind of an easy target to go after right now? Or you know, did California look at this back in 2010 and say, gosh, you know, we just have this gang member saying Diddy asked him to do this, we're not going to go after him? But now, and since Diddy is this sort of social or a societally viewed monster, does that sort of grease the wheels a little bit to go in that direction at this point in time? It might.
Is that what you think maybe happened back then in the 90s, that they looked at this case going, oh, it's another thug rapper and they got shot and it's some sort of beef between two gangs, and just kind of writing it off, not assuming there's more to it, which there usually is. But we know historically cases like this, especially if you're not famous, there's no investigation or very, very little. It is written off as just that: gang violence, gang related. Case closed. It was a beef from this person to that person. We don't need to investigate it further. Obviously, there's a little bit more in this case, but I'm wondering if they just kind of treated it like your average run-of-the-mill gang violence.
Especially in the 90s, that there was really that sentiment. As difficult as it may be to hear, I think different deaths were treated differently, and some circumstances that involved gang violence and shootings, I think cops in some locales were a bit exasperated by all of that and just said, hey, this keeps happening, and those are we're going to give less attention to those than we are deaths that do not involve that kind of a context, that sort of gang shoot 'em up context. And that could very well have led to such a delay in truly addressing this case and trying to find who's responsible.
Let me get your reaction to this, and this is a fairly new thing as we're recording. Sean Diddy Combs filing a $50 million lawsuit now against Courtney Burgess, as well as one of the alleged victims who testified to a grand jury about this hard drive or this flash drive that Courtney claims that he has, or that he turned over to federal authorities. This is what he claims. Diddy now suing for $50 million against him, the witness, the attorney, and News Nation as well, for broadcasting the story and broadcasting the interviews that they had with Courtney and this alleged victim of Diddy. You know, it's out there. We've been talking about this on this show, too, for quite a while, these allegations against him. Courtney came out and said that he was interviewed by the grand jury. In fact, like the day after there was more grand jury testimony, went on News Nation and said, I was questioned, saying, here's what I gave them. I found that kind of surprising right away, that a grand jury, someone who's giving testimony, is like out there talking about it right away. How do we know? I mean, I guess that's a question for News Nation to a certain extent of, you know, how do we determine if he ever even gave grand jury testimony, and if this hard drive is even real? Because Diddy is saying this isn't real, and he has the gumption enough to try and sue for $50 million. That could open up more discovery in another part of the case. I'm thinking if it's not real, it may not be real. Otherwise, he's opening himself up to another ball of worms in discovery, trying to prove that this stuff is, in fact, real, if it is.
Oh, Gus, you know, just another possible layer of this saga is revealed. Like, it just keeps going and snowballing. Here, certainly News Nation has to do their due diligence in vetting their interviewees, making sure that information is accurate and that they're not just putting out garbage out there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether it's true or not, but I do think it is important for Diddy to go on the offensive here a little bit, just from a legal strategy standpoint. He has taken so many, punches to the face in this ongoing legal saga, that he's got to start dealing out a few blows. And if he believes that inaccurate information was presented against him and has caused him some serious reputational losses, then he should pursue that, and he is.
Let's play devil's advocate for a second here. Let's say this flash drive really does exist. Let's say he did submit it to the feds and it's out there. We're not going to know about it. The feds are never going to say, yes, we talked to him and he gave us this. That's not going to come out until an actual trial. What exactly would be the strategy if, again, hypothetical, if Diddy knows that this is true, to go after and out here claim a $50 million lawsuit saying it's all false. Is there any advantage to that other than he's striking back in what looks like a really strong way in the middle of all of these allegations? Or is this kind of a really dumb move where the repercussions of throwing this out there long term not going to be great?
Yes, I mean, he might, if it is true what this person said to the that they did testify to the grand jury and they did give that flash drive to authorities, and Diddy is just saying that they didn't in this lawsuit, there might be some sort of brief optics benefit from that, but it's going to look horrible later on if it comes out that what Diddy is claiming is untrue. He's going to look even more deceptive, even more nefarious, and it's going to look like he's abusing the system, which he's been accused of in terms of witness and victim intimidation.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many things here where you play the short game, long game. I don't know that you can do both at the same time or manage it very well. But I get it. Like, if you are accused of all these horrible things, the litany of the list is huge. You have to imagine some of these are probably made up. But when you have this many, you got to assume, you know, there's probably some truth to some of it somewhere. But to go out swinging against ones that are not legit, is that a wise move at this time? I mean, considering just how quickly society is out there ready to judge anybody who is, quote unquote, blaming a victim. And we don't know if this person is a victim because it's never been tried in court. It's just one person's word against somebody else's. Is this a wise move?
If Diddy knows that what he's presenting is untrue in this sort of legal artifice, not only is it unwise, but it's unethical of the attorney who is pursuing this on Diddy's behalf. That attorney has a responsibility to investigate and vet what Diddy is saying. You know what? They need to go and try to learn whether this person actually testified to a grand jury. To try to learn whether such a flash drive exists and whether it could have been given to authorities. And I've got to hope that his attorney has done that kind of due diligence. But if they haven't, not only is Diddy's liberty in question, but the attorney's license could be in jeopardy.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.